PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
The Hacker to you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time.
Cosmic world, freaky places that we've seen.
We've got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the Cyber Chase, we'll meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time.
Adventures in cyberspace,
the chase is on.
Just wait and see why.
Sam Vanderom here, and this is Hard Drive, the show that tells it like it is, whether you like it or not. Where did these mysterious trenches come from? That's the question many Eurekans are asking today. Were they created by some freak of nature? Or perhaps they were made by aliens from another cyber galaxy? Or maybe they were made by...
They were made by me.
Hacker?
The Hacker to you.
This just in, the Hacker pays Hard Drive a surprise visit. So, what are you doing here? And remember, tell it like it is.
The is this, Vandy. I'm here to tell the good citizens of cyberspace that, yes, I was on Eureka, and I made those trenches. But those trenches are part of my mission of meekness. You see, from this point forward, I plan to devote my entire life to the common cyber good.
Cyber good? Right. Then I've got the encrypted chip in my chest hatch.
Dear friends, in my hand I hold the Cyber Constitution. Let's refer to Section C, Paragraph 7, shall we? At any time, any citizen may call for an election for the rulership of cyberspace.
Surely you can't be planning to challenge Motherboard, can you?
I can, and I am. Oh, how I wish it were necessary. But sadly, Motherboard's virus has weakened her to such an extent that she can no longer continue as an effective leader.
Fact check. Weren't you the one who infected Motherboard with that virus in the first place?
My friends, I admit that there have been times in the past when I have been, shall we say, a tad unneighborly. But I have seen the light. From this day forth, I promise you that I will always speak the truth and do good. I stand before you today, a changed cyborg.
The only thing he's changed is his cape.
To prove that I have truly turned over a new leaf, I have already done good deeds on 5 different cyber sites.
You heard it here first, folks. The Hacker told it like it is. 5 good deeds. How about that? According to the Constitution, the election will be held later today, immediately following a cyber-wide debate between the two candidates, if Motherboard is willing.
Of course I'm willing.
I'll be your campaign manager.
Hold on. Time out. Hacker for ruler of cyberspace? We can't let this happen.
The law is the law, Matt. We must obey the Cyber Constitution.
But Hacker doesn't obey laws.
Maybe so, but he does have the right to run for election.
Yes, Jackie. The voters must decide.
Meet Matt, Jackie, and Inez, who are here to tell it to us straight why Motherboard should be re-elected. Inez?
For starters, Motherboard is kind and wise.
And she always has the best interests of cyberspace at heart.
Fine. So Motherboard's a good moral leader. Anything else?
You bet. Motherboard can be trusted. Not like her opponent. Everyone knows that Hacker is a big, fat liar.
I can't believe he just said that.
Hacker said he did 5 good deeds? Not a chance. He's lying.
What Matt means is Hacker lies a lot. We know that from before. So in order to believe him, we need real proof that he did the good deeds he said he did.
Right. Then we'll know if he's telling the truth or not.
This disc shows all the bad stuff Hacker's done. Remember how Hacker released all that static waste into cyberspace? And how he destroyed Symmetria? And don't forget how he drained all the water from Sensible Flats! That's proof enough for me that he lies, cheats, and steals.
But these examples only deal with the past. They don't prove a thing about what Hacker will do now or in the future. And if Motherboard is as kind and as wise as you say, why do you children feel the need to sling mud? Haven't we all had enough negative campaigning?
Oh, man!
Something tells me we didn't do very well in there.
What's the matter with you guys? Can't you see that Hacker's lying?
How do we know that for sure?
Because he's Hacker! That's why!
The only thing we know for sure is that Matt made Mother B look bad. Like she told him to come on TV and say mean things about Hacker.
Look, we can't believe Hacker's telling the truth just because he says he is.
Maybe not, but what if he is telling the truth?
Hey, whose side are you on anyway?
I'm on Mother B's side.
Oh yeah, you could have fooled me.
Hey, guys, chill out. Let's think this through. Has Hacker said anything we can use to show that he's lying?
Sure. He said he would, and I quote, always tell the truth.
If we could catch Hacker in one single lie, we could prove that he doesn't always tell the truth. What we need is a counterexample.
Counterexample?
An example that proves Hacker's claim is false. I say we check out the 5 good deeds he said he did.
Good plan, Inez. If just one of them is a lie, it'll be the example we need to counter his claim.
And prove that Hacker's a liar after all.
And I just happen to have the list of Hacker's deeds right here. Let's split up and seek the truth, shall we? Cyberpsych Eureka! Get ahead!
Hacker planted trees and flowers. That's why he dug those trenches, to irrigate this desert planet.
I can't believe it. Hacker's telling the truth.
Surprised? Sure, I was surprised. But after all the king's men failed to put me back together, who showed up? The Hacker.
This is amazing.
Watch. I'm as good as new. Hacker's got my vote.
But you can't vote for Hacker. He doesn't always tell the truth.
Are you sure? Look what he did for me.
And now, the Hacker Cracker taste test. Yikes! It's delicious.
So much for good deed number 3, guys. The Hacker Cracker's the real deal. It looks like Hacker's telling the truth.
But we've only seen 3 examples of the truth, Jax. We still have 2 more sites to check.
Come on, guys, let's go. We need some proof.
We've got to catch Hacker in a lie, and quick.
This is not good at all. Hacker's given everyone sunglasses, just like he said he did in his list.
Oh, man. That means good deed number 4 is the truth, too.
Hello, Mount Olympians. I speak to you today with a heavy heart. It will become apparent to you all after today's cyber-wide debate that the reign of our beloved motherboard must come to an end. It's a pity to see our great and fearless leader brought to her knees by a cruel and rampaging virus, is it not?
But you're the one who gave her the virus in the first place!
If you have something to say, why don't you come out here and join me? I'm sure everyone remembers how this young man accused me of not telling the truth. Tell me, did I do a good deed at Eureka? True or false?
True, but...
True is the correct answer. And in Happily Ever After, who put Humpty Dumpty back together again?
You did.
How about Sensible Flats? And here in Mount Olympus, wasn't the Hacker, so very, very good and truthful?
Yeah, you did the good deeds. Not so fast, Hacker. There's still one more good deed to be proven. Pottleville.
Yeah, and if you didn't tell the truth there, Then we've got the example that counters what you've claimed.
Guys, what did you find out in Pottleville?
Do I have to say?
Yeah, Didge, you have to.
What's that?
Everyone in Pottleville has one. Just like Hacker said, a pottle wrap to keep them warm in cold weather.
What was that you said again? That the hacker never told the truth?
Okay, I admit it. I was wrong.
My friends, after I am elected, I vow that I will always do good. I will only do good, and I will always do all the good I can do.
Ew, ew, and double ew!
This is not good. This is not good at all.
I hope Motherboard is going to be strong enough for the debate.
Make room, I've got to think.
Well, I already thought about it. Hacker's lying about lying. Period.
The law says Hacker has a right to do what he's doing.
Whoa, are you telling me you want to see Hacker take over cyberspace?
No, but so far the only thing we've proven is that Hacker is telling the truth. There's got to be a way to figure this out. What do we know?
We know Hacker told the truth about the five good deeds because we checked them all.
Well, what did Hacker promise at Mount Olympus? That he would always do good, and only good, right? Maybe we should try to disprove that promise.
Always means always. No exceptions.
Then we don't need to check everything he does. We just need to catch Hacker doing something bad one single time.
Yes! And that will be the counterexample we need that disproves Hacker's claim of always doing good.
Swell! So how do we disprove always? Follow him around forever? Yeah.
If we can catch him doing something bad before the debate, then we've got him!
And so I, the hacker, hereby donate 2 cases of Grade A hacker wig gel to the citizens of Pompadouria. Free, of course.
I can see. I can see!
Hooray!
I can't believe it. He did another good thing.
Why, thank you, Mayor. The hacker appreciates your generosity.
He took the gold coins.
And he said the gel was free.
All right, we've caught him in a lie.
However, I cannot accept your gold. My payment is your happiness.
I guess we didn't catch him.
Vote for Motherboard. Everybody ought to see that. Whoa! I knew I stayed up there too long. Where am I? Yikes! The Grim Reaper.
Yay, us!
Hey, boss! The polls say you're way ahead of Motherboard!
Good! That means I've got everyone fooled! Yeah! And after I've been elected potentate of cyberspace, I plan to revise the cyber constitution so I'm permanent potentate of cyberspace. There will never be another election.
I heard it clear as day. Hacker said if he wins the election, he's gonna revise the cyber constitution and make himself the permanent potentate.
Hey, that means no more elections.
That sounds like the real hacker.
Yes, I was right all along.
Okay. Now we have the proof we need.
Don't sweat it, Jackie. It's important to give people the benefit of the doubt, even if their name is Hacker.
So here's what we're going to do. We go public with the news that Hacker's going to change the cyber constitution. Nobody will vote for him then.
Not so fast, Matt. Hacker will only deny saying it. It's his word against Digit's.
But I heard him say it!
But he'll still deny it, Dig. And he'll probably accuse Mother B of spying.
So we've got to come up with a way to prove Hacker isn't telling the truth. And soon!
I'm Sam Vanderom, and you're watching the Hard Drive coverage of the Cyberwide Debate. With the election just minutes away, the voters of cyberspace have a final chance to ask questions of the two candidates. Motherboard?
No matter who you want to win, the important thing is to cast your vote.
I agree with Motherboard. The important thing is to vote. For me, of course.
Who has the first question?
This one is for Hacker?
Fire away, child.
Since you say you will always do all the good you can do, will you get rid of the virus you gave to Motherboard?
Tell it like it is, Hacker. Will you rid Motherboard of the virus? The answer when we come back.
We've got it.
Repeat the question.
Will you rid Motherboard of the virus?
Of course, I will gladly cure Motherboard's virus.
I would be most grateful.
I don't believe what I just heard.
Allow me to explain. Motherboard's virus code is protected by a triangle lock. But only a triangle with just the right three sides will unlock the code. And here they are. Simply make a triangle with these three rods. Slip the triangle into the digitizing activator, and voila! A virus will be deleted.
Excuse me, but is it true that a triangle can always be made from any three rods?
Absolutely. After all, every triangle has three sides, doesn't it?
Of course. Three sides, three angles. That's why it's called a triangle.
And, in the interest of telling it like it is, the sides of a triangle can be any length whatsoever.
So cure Motherboard now!
Cure Motherboard! Cure Motherboard!
Would that I could, but to do so would give me such an unfair advantage. However, I'll place the three rods into this box, and I'll leave the box with Mr. Vanderom for safekeeping. Here you go, Vandy. After the election, he can personally open the box and cure Motherboard. Hooray!
Now what? There's no way to prove he's lying about the future because the future hasn't happened yet.
You're right, Jax. We've got to find a statement we can disprove right now.
Well, the one thing he said lately is you can always make a triangle out of any three rods, no matter how big they are. Is that true?
Let's try it. To prove he's lying, we just need three sticks that can't make a triangle. But we need more time. If they finish the debate before we find our counterexample, we're sunk.
No problemo, Earthlies. I'll stall them.
I have a deep belief in a free and open cyber society.
And that wraps up the question and answer part of the debate. Now it's time for closing statements, then the vote.
Excuse me, I have a few questions.
Okay, let's take Hacker's first statement, that triangles can have sides of any length. Is that true? One long side and two medium sides.
Three medium sides. One short side and two medium sides. Looks true to me, sports fans.
There's got to be another way to look at this.
Well, we just showed that one side of a triangle can have any length. What about two sides with different lengths?
Let's try it. Here are two sides of different lengths. One long side, one short side,
and one medium side makes it a triangle. It looks like this can work every time.
But we still haven't proven you can always make a triangle out of any three rods. We have to keep trying.
I have an idea. Look, if one side is really long and the other two sides are really short, there's no way they can all meet end to end.
Matt, you did it. Three sticks, three sides, but no way the ends can meet. One really long stick and two really short ones can't make a triangle no matter how hard you try.
That proves that what Hacker said is false. We've got our counterexample.
I'll bet anything that the three rods Hacker put in that box won't form a triangle either.
We've got to get Vanderom to open it. Come on.
Okay, this one's for Hacker. Now, what should the punishment be for those cyber citizens who knowingly call Poddleville Poodleville?
See? Digit.
Just as I thought. That cyber turkey is Motherboard's campaign manager. Motherboard will stop at nothing to beat me.
Wait! What Hacker said about triangles isn't true, and we can prove it.
This just in. Kids claim proof that Hacker lied today.
Pay no attention to these conniving kiddies. They're Motherboard's little helpers.
Oh, yeah!
Hacker told us the triangle lock would cure Motherboard. Right, Mr. Vanderom?
That is correct.
And so it will, just as I promised. Any fool knows a triangle has three sides.
But you also said you can always make a triangle out of any three rods.
That's true.
Really? Well, check this out. One, two,
three rods of different lengths.
No matter how I arrange them, they do not and will not make a triangle. And neither will the three rods in that box.
There's only one way to settle this. I'll open the box.
No! I mean, fine.
Just as we suspected, one long and two short. As you can see, no matter how I arrange them, they don't make a triangle.
Let me see that.
A triangle has to have three angles and three sides that meet end to end, Hacky baby.
There must be some mistake.
Audience, is Hacker's statement about triangles true or false?
False!
What Hacker said about always telling the truth, true or false?
False!
And what about always doing good?
Does anybody think we can trust him?
No!
Let's go, boss.
I'm gonna go bye-bye.
Mark my words. I'll be the next potentate of cyberspace. Me, the dastardly one, the chinly one, the cake.
Great job, cybermates. You proved your point, and you proved it well.
Let the election begin.
I was so close. Cyberspace was mine! Mine! Mine!
And there you have it. The election is over. It's Motherboard in a landslide. In fact, Hacker received only two votes. Count them, two. This is Sam Vanderom telling it like it is, whether you like it or not, Hacker.
Only two votes? Who voted for Motherboard?